Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
Officials opened the new Rosemont Ice Arena today with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The $34.5 million arena offers a new space for the Chicago Wolves to practice. With more than 100,000 square feet, the arena includes a new sauna, steam room, and workout area for the Wolves. When the team isn't using it, youth hockey groups, figure skating, and adult hockey leagues can use the space.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
We're joined by Nick Papanicholas Jr., CEO of Nichols Family Companies. And Nichols and Associates constructed the brand new Rosemont Ice Arena. And if you've driven by the Allstate Arena, it's that checkerboard facility kind of on the north side in that parking lot. I was actually intrigued by this. That's how I saw it the first time, became aware of it. First of all, what is that facility?
So it's the new Rosemont Ice Arena and a community-based project that we partnered with the Village of Rosemont on. The Chicago Wolves came to us through the hockey channels and said, hey, Mayor Stevens has an interest in a community rink, and would we be interested in pursuing it? And I said, absolutely. So, you know, one, two, three meetings later, we were off and running. And I'm going to say from the first meeting to when the first kid stepped on the ice was probably about a, 18-month process from start to finish.
So was this just an idea you had, or did was there a need to support the Wolves more than what they've got right now?
The Wolves and the Village of Rosemont have had a long history together, many decades. And the Wolves practice facility was out in Hoffman Estates. And I think the mayor always wanted to get them in the Village for their practice facility and hockey operations, because they play all their home games at the Allstate Arena. So this new facility is an outlet to the Allstate Arena. So now they not only practice in Rosemont, but then they play all their games. And it's a 21st century state-of-the-art facility that has all the amenities that one could ask for.
You guys have done this before, right? You've got a couple suburban ice rinks that you've set up?
Correct, yeah. So the Nicholas family of companies is owned by the Papanicholas family. And my father started it in the 70s. And we are builders, we're developers, we're sport and rec owner operators. We're also in the hospitality space with a few restaurants. And so when it comes to kind of a vertical integration, we could deliver for a village like Rosemont from soup to nuts. So we really, you know, we get the project designed, we get it out to bid, we construct it, and then we're actually operating the facility on behalf of the village on a 20-year license agreement.
Were there concerns about the actual footprint itself? Because it does take up kind of the north end of Allstate Arena. I know there's parking. There's usually plenty of parking, but I mean, to kind of carve out that space, what was there before?
Yeah, there was industrial buildings that the village had previously demolished. So there was, 4 to 5 acres, maybe 5 to 6 acres of developable land that this arena sat on. It actually sat outside of the boundaries of Allstate Arena, but it's adjacent to it. So it actually fit remarkably well for a twin sheet facility.
Give me some of the details about the facility itself. If I were to walk in, what would I see?
So, yeah, it's 103,000 square feet. It's got 2 sheets of ice. It has a bar and restaurant called Hattie's Club that we own and operate. It houses the Chicago Wolves. It houses the Chicago Mission girls teams, along with the young boys teams, the U8 and U9 teams. We have Illinois Bone and Joint on premise with a training and physical therapy. State-of-the-art. It's got a grand hall lobby, so there's plenty of area for guests to congregate before and after games. It's it is as nice of a community rink that you'll ever come across.
So what is the programming? You I know you're in control of the operations there. What does the programming look like outside of Wolves practice then? You guys, I know most of these centers now, they've got multi-uses.
Yeah, so we have in Illinois, we have tier one hockey, tier two hockey, and then house and recreational. So we host clubs and organizations on all of those levels. So the kids that are just starting out are starting out in like a hockey tot, learn to skate, program, just getting exposed to the game and the ice, learning how to skate. Then they move into a tier two program. We have the North Shore Warhawks, which is a girls only program that, you know, goes from age probably 8 or 9 all the way up to 18. And then we have Northwest Chargers, which same thing, that has boys and girls teams from age 8 to 18. And then we have high school. So St. Vider High School will come through there. York will come through there. Notre Dame College Prep. Various high schools will occupy, the ice for games and practices. And then we're not just hockey. We're figure skating. So we have great partnerships with various figure skating groups, and they host, their training and their events at Rosemont as well.
You're pretty tapped into obviously the hockey and the figure skating with your other facilities as well. Is there high demand right now for these kind of rinks? I mean, are we at a point where there's not enough ice time to fill all the needs?
Yeah, no, totally. And besides that, there's a lot of aging facilities. And I think that's what pushed our family into this space about 10 years ago. I have 4 boys that play hockey. And as we started to get exposed to it as a family, we realized there's a lot of facilities on the back end of their kind of life cycle. And so being builders, developers, we kind of said, let's look at getting a project built in Mount Prospect. And that was our entry point for our family into the ice world. And since then, we've completed Rosemont. We acquired Glacier Ice Arena up in Vernon Hills. And then we're under construction in Elk Grove Village for another Twin Sheet facility. So soon enough, we're going to be a portfolio holder of 4 facilities with 9 sheets of ice.
The Illinois Bone and Joint Institute and Hattie's Club. So are those open then when there's nothing going on at the facility?
So generally speaking, the hours of operation for the bar and restaurant, as well as Illinois Bone and Joint, kind of time with the hours of operation for the ice arena itself. So just big picture, 7 a.m., we're open as an ice arena, and we're probably open for some men's leagues and adult leagues till midnight. I would say the Bone and Joint probably closes a little bit before the adult leagues kick in gear.
Is Hattie's Club open so people, before they go to the rodeo next door, can grab a drink before they go over to Allstate as well?
Absolutely. Mayor Stevens was very, he wanted it to be more than just a community rink, bar, and restaurant. And I think we built it for that purpose. So, the proximity to Allstate Arena is walking distance. We've also added a parking structure on the south end. That can be utilized for not only our facility, but Allstate Arena events. So from a convenience standpoint, we are really trying to drive guests and patrons to come before and after events over at the Allstate.
Are there opportunities? And I don't know how easy this is. Obviously, they do it at the United Center and they do it at Allstate as well, to convert the ice into something else.
Certainly it's doable with our programming and our users. There's not a lot of downtime, believe it or not. And so we really try to stay focused on keeping ahead of the schedule and really focused on training and games and program opportunities. But that being said, you could convert that into some other uses if you wanted to.
I also wonder, too, if the scheduling over at Allstate is getting so compact that maybe the Wolves might need to use that facility for a game or two. Is that a possibility?
We've hosted some exhibition games. So from a spectator seating perspective, it's probably a little bit too small to have their normal game type occupant loads. We could seat about 400 to 450 in each rink. And then the whole bar restaurant area obviously would, you know, seat, you know, we probably could fit another 500 up in the bar restaurant. The bar restaurant area overlooks both sheets of ice. So it runs north, south, and it's a big footprint. I mean, the bar restaurant area is about 11,000 square feet of area.
What has been the response thus far since opening up? And I mean, are you getting a lot of calls from people saying we'd like to play there?
Yeah, no, we are. And I think it's been well received by all of Illinois hockey, as well as all of the tournaments that we've already hosted. When the out-of-town teams come, they are absolutely floored by the level of fit and finish that exists in the arena. And then just what's offered in the restaurant. I mean, you could get a pot pie. I mean, you could get fried chicken. You could get a fish and chips. You could get wood-fired pizza. You could get elevated fare. We have great salads. This is not like concession stand food. It is like a legitimate sit-down restaurant. And I think when people come there, they're like, I cannot believe this isn't a community rink.
It seems kind of the direction everyone's going. I've talked with, you know, Northwestern, who's building a new football stadium. Obviously, the Bears are looking at a new space. The White Sox, the Chicago Fire are looking for a new space. I mean, you kind of, when you design this, you have to think not about 2025. You have to think about 2045, 2050, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, families that they come to these facilities, they want to be comfortable. They want it to be warm. They want it to be safe. They want it to be dry. These are, you know, that's a saying that we use in our industry. If it's an intimidating place to be in, that's not going to be family friendly. So we are opposite of maybe historical ice arenas that are in the communities where it's kind of people that, you know, you walk in and nobody wants to make eye contact with you. Where you're going to be greeted and you're going to be shown around, and it's just going to be a place that mom and dad feel comfortable with their kids sitting at a table by themselves. I mean, we've got great Wi-Fi. All the kids need Wi-Fi for their tablets. So, I mean, it's got all the 21st century amenities that somebody would seek. And then from like a academic perspective, we have areas that kids could come there. If they get dropped off early or mom and dad are running late from practice, I mean, there's plenty of areas with tables and chairs that they can actually do bookwork because everybody's pressed for time. The parents are pressed. The kids are pressed. So if you could give them a comfortable area that they could eat a good meal, have some focused work for schooling, and also have world-class facility for sport and rec, I think it checks every box.
Yeah, you guys obviously have been in this space before, so you've got some experience with what the needs are and the demands are. Real quick, on the construction itself, did everything go smooth? Any surprises that come up? Did you guys get issues with tariffs or getting construction materials, or did everything go according to plan?
Everything went really smooth. I think, you know, construction is an imperfect industry. I think you have to be nimble and adapt and conquer anything that's thrown in front of you. So it was an aggressive timeline, but we do a pretty good job of pre-purchasing and getting any of the critical path items identified early and procure them early. So we avoided any sort of tariff impacts. But yeah, I mean, a relatively smooth project. The Village of Rosemont is all worldly to work with. I mean, they understand how to get things done. And with a partner as them, it just makes it that much easier of a project.
You guys got any other projects in the pipeline that you're working on right now?
Oh, well, we're very busy. You know, from an ice arena perspective, we just broke ground on Elk Grove Ice Arena. Great mayor. Mayor Johnson's awesome. He understands the business world. So we're super excited about that. And from public education is a core business for our family. So we work with, you know, dozens of local school districts annually on all their capital projects and have a tremendous amount of backlog work on that front. And our family's development arms, Wingspan Development Group, and we are active out at Motorola campus with Urban Street. We've got a great project over by Old Orchard Mall called the Henry that we partnered with Tucker Development on. So yeah, no, we're very fortunate that being busy is not a problem. We just look for great local municipalities that want to align with making their community better.
Sounds fun. It sounds like this is a fun, you enjoy doing this?
No, that would be an understatement. I was born into it, and my late father, he passed in 16, but I've got two brothers and a sister. We're growing, every week, and we're up to 450 employees, and we love what we do. So it's not about the money. It's about just the seeing the accomplishment of what the team can do.
And people can see that whenever they drive up and down the Jane Addams or stop by Allstate Arena, they'll see your nice shiny building there and maybe pop in if they get a chance to take
absolutely.
A look.
Absolutely.
Nick Papanicolaou, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Ryan.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.